Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. And there is light in the hearts of all men who are tuned in to the freedom flame of Saint Germain, the freedom flame that I am. I am extremely grateful to be given this opportunity to pour out the light that I am. Truly, without light, what can humankind do but to continue in darkness? And without the light of freedom, what can they do but continue in the darkness of bondage and slavery? Not only physical slavery, but the spiritual slavery that people have been under now for thousands of years on this planet. Thus, it is my great joy, my great hope, to offer all an opportunity to break the bonds that keep them trapped in these endless circles of going around and around on a merry-go-round, on a treadmill, where there seems to be no hope, there seems to be no progress, there seems to be no way out of this endless struggle, either the struggle to make a living or the struggle against other people or against a totalitarian system or some overlord who claims to want to save the people but cannot deliver on that promise. And why can these earthly dictators not deliver on their promise? Because they do not have the light. And why do they not have the light? Because they are not seeking to set all life free. How can you be an open door for the light of Saint Germain if you are seeking to keep your fellow brothers and sisters in bondage? How can you be an open door for the light of freedom if you are not willing to give that freedom to all? Surely it cannot be done. It is impossible. And thus, there are those who claim that they want to set people free, be it through a communist system or a capitalist system, yet they cannot set people free through either system. In fact, there never has been and there never will be any system that will set people free. For freedom cannot be forced into a system. Freedom is freedom. Freedom is spontaneity. Freedom is unpredictable. And what is the very purpose of a system? It is to make everything predictable so that it fits in the system, so that it always produces the desired outcome that those who are in charge of the system want to see happen. They may have good intentions. Yet, is it not said that the road to hell is paved with good intentions? And indeed, it is so. It is not a truly good intention if you think you want to set people free, but you think this can only be done by forcing them into a system. You see, my beloved, I am not sitting up here in the spiritual realm with a plan for the coming golden age that is a closed system. It is not my goal to get everyone to follow a certain system, even a certain outer teaching, as it is not our goal to get everyone on earth to follow an ascended master teaching, whether given through this messenger or any other messenger, past, present, or future. The coming age of Aquarius, the coming age of Saint Germain, is the age of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit blows where it listed. It cannot be predicted by the linear analytical human mind. It cannot be fit into any system created by the analytical linear human mind. And thus, those who seek to come up with the ultimate system will simply fall away from attunement with the freedom flame that I am. And thus they will be left behind when more and more people become willing to flow with the spirit, flow with the light, my beloved. What is it you see in a financial crisis that is rolling around the world? It is simply this. The capitalist system is no longer working. Neither, of course, could the communist system have solved the current economic problems. There is no system that you can apply, for you must flow with the spirit without knowing where you are going next. And this is, of course, what the power elites of the world do not want to see happen. For what is it they have been trying to do now in the capitalist world for so long? They have been trying to create a hidden system whereby they could control the economy, they could control the stock market, they could control the currencies and make them go up or down at their will so that they had control when there was an upswing, when there was a downswing, and thus they could profit from both the upswing and the downswing. In fact, they could only profit by creating these artificial upswings and downswings. For they, the power elite, do not profit by a steady growth that is indeed the highest potential of the economy. And thus what you see is that those economies, those nations that seek to hold on to the old ways, will indeed find it almost impossible to solve their financial situation, to solve these problems. And only those who are willing to think beyond the old patterns, who are willing to flow with it, will be able to weather this financial crisis and come out stronger in the end. For, of course, when the systems fall, then the power elite will always cry out, and they will try to make the people believe that the systems are too big to fail, that they must be propped up with the money from the people in order to avoid some calamity or other. But I tell you, it is all a smokescreen. For when the systems created by the power elite fall, then the Holy Spirit has room to flow, and there is no better economy than the economy of the Holy Spirit. That is, there is no better economy for the people than the economy of the Spirit, for it is, of course, not the best economy for the elite, for they cannot predict where it will go. They want something for nothing. And that is a principle that does not work in life, nor does it work on the spiritual path. We of the Ascended Host are surely seeking to raise humankind to a higher level of consciousness. But we are not seeking to do this by releasing so much light from our octave that it would force people to raise their consciousness. That is why we respect the law of free will. That is why we will only release light through the hearts of those who are willing to apply themselves to a spiritual path and a spiritual practice. That is why people like yourselves are the ones we work through, so that we will give you a multiplication of the light that you have multiplied, that you have expressed, that you have given to others. As you give, so shall you receive. If there is not the willingness to give, then there cannot be anything received from the spiritual realm. For again, why would we give someone light, enabling them to raise up themselves and their ego, building the sense that they were more important than others? This is not our goal. Our goal is to work through those who, as Jesus said, are the meek who shall inherit the earth. Who are the meek? They are the ones who do not seek to set themselves up above others, but seek to serve the all by simply being an open door, by being neutral, by not having any desires, by not having any firm convictions or ideas of how things should be, but they are willing to flow with the Spirit. They are willing to flow where the light wants to go, wherever that may be. And so you will see that when you open yourself up to the Spirit, you may find that your life sometimes takes an unexpected turn, as you will see in the life of this messenger and his companion, how sometimes you must change direction. You must flow with the Spirit and go in an entirely new direction, perhaps go to a different country, perhaps to a different situation. This is not to say that you always have to do this, for the path is individual, but you must be open to the possibility that the Spirit will take you in a direction that you had not foreseen, that you did not expect, or that your parents or your family or your society did not expect. And then you must be willing to tune into your heart and know, this is the right step for me. In most cases, you will not understand why it is the right step, my beloved. For there is a critical initiation that all of you must face on the spiritual path. It is the willingness to take a step in a certain direction without knowing what lies two steps ahead. You are willing to move one step forward and then see where that takes you. This is a critical initiation that you will see embodied in the lives of most spiritual teachers, including the life of Jesus, the life of St. Joseph, where I served as the physical father of Jesus, and the life of Mother Mary, who served as the physical mother of Jesus. None of us had planned to give birth to a child with a Christ potential, but yet when the Spirit called us, we followed it. And now you see the result of that, but you also need to see that we, when we were in physical embodiment, were not special. We were not different from you. You may look back and you may think that Mother Mary and Joseph had some visitations from angels and some elaborate vision that you do not have, but it is not so, my beloved. We were in physical embodiment. Our vision was as limited as many of yours is. Therefore, we did not have a clear vision of what lay ahead. We did not know everything about Jesus and his mission and his potential. But we felt the calling of the Spirit. We moved with it. And that is how we won our victory. That is how you will win your victory. Not by knowing everything that will happen from this point on till the day you ascend, but by being willing to tune in to the Spirit, follow its direction, take that next step on your path, and then take the next and the next and the next until you one day look back and say, I could never in my outer mind have imagined what has happened in my life in the past 5, 10, or 20 years. I could never have imagined it. And if an angel had appeared to me and had told me what would happen, I would most likely have said, nay, that is impossible. That could never be. But now you see that because you were willing to take one step at a time, then it was possible. And now you have come so far beyond where you were 5, 10, or 20 years ago. And your life has taken on an entirely new dimension. And this, of course, is what you will see can happen not only in your individual lives, but also on a larger scale in a nation or on the world scale. Go back, my beloved, to the 1980s. If I had given a dictation back then that would have said that in a few years the Soviet Union would collapse, how many of you would have believed it? You would have said, nay, it is impossible. Such an entrenched system could not simply collapse from within. Yet, here you are, looking back at this. Now look at this nation here in Kazakhstan. May I tell you, my beloved, that I have a great love for the people in this area, not only in Kazakhstan, but in the greater area of Central Asia. Look what has happened in your nation in a mere 20 years. But then dare to look forward. You have been fortunate in this nation to have a president who is able to tune in to the freedom flame of Saint Germain. I am not saying that everything your president does and has done is sponsored or approved by me, for there are certainly things that are going on in secret that need to be exposed and will be exposed. Nevertheless, I am telling you that you have been fortunate in having a person who has true attunement. Yet dare to look into the future and dare to realize that for Kazakhstan to progress, there must come a point where you transition to an even more open system, where there is a shared power among a parliament and a government that is freely elected by the people. Some of you may have the vision that this will happen, but that it may only happen in some distant future. But I ask you to not hold that vision, to not put any time limit on when this might happen. For you might realize that even your president himself might see that if he were to die today, there would be a vacuum, and this would not serve the interest of the people, of the nation, or even of his own legacy. And so you might see that many people in this nation might be inspired to begin to think about a transition so that the growth that has happened can continue and even be accelerated. And it is important that you who are the spiritual people hold that positive vision for your nation and for this area of Central Asia. This means also holding the vision that the two great neighbors you have, Russia to the north and China to the south, will likewise transition into a more free and open democratic system where the will of the people is more directly expressed in the decisions and the actions of the government. You have already seen this starting to happen in both nations, where there is a growing activation of the people themselves, where they are more willing to speak out, and where they are willing to stand up for their rights. This then is indeed a potential. For I tell you that if you hold a positive vision, if the spiritual people in this area of Russia, China, and Central Asia hold a positive vision, then you will, in 5, 10, or 20 years, look back at what has actually happened, the changes that have actually happened, and you will scarcely believe how many changes there have been, how much more freedom there is, how much more prosperity there is, both materially and spiritually. Hold the vision. Allow yourselves to throw away these outer limitations that you have come to believe for what can and cannot happen. Hold instead the vision that the Holy Spirit can break down the barriers, can shatter the Great Wall of China, so that even China becomes more of an open system that does not become a threat or a concern to its neighbors. Hold the vision that Russia will become more open and will not become more militaristic and thus again become a threat to its neighbors. Hold the vision for the transition that can happen and can happen more quickly than you might be able to accept with your outer minds. For truly, I, Saint Germain, am not here just to give you words. I am here to anchor a great concentration of the flame of freedom. And I anchor it here in Kazakhstan. And I anchor it precisely in the area that was the nuclear testing ground for the Soviet Union in northern Kazakhstan. I anchor it there because it is the antidote to the radiation that is still coming out of that place, and that is polluting not only the physical bodies, but even the minds and hearts of many people in this area. For as we have taught you that there are four levels of the material universe, I can assure you that when you do something as violent as a nuclear explosion, you not only create a rent in the physical garment, but you create a rent in the emotional, mental, and etheric sheets of the planet. And this is indeed why we would like to see you give the two invocations throughout these next 2 days for clearing the heart and for loving yourself. For do you not see in a way that when the Soviet Union decided to locate the nuclear testing ground in this area of Kazakhstan, it was an expression of an absolute lack of love for the people. The system had no love for the people, and they were willing to sacrifice any amount of people in order to promote the goals they have set in order to sustain the system. The individual meant nothing. The system was everything. That, my beloved, is the opposite of freedom. For in the flame of freedom, the individual means everything. And the system only has relevance if it serves the growth of the individual. And when the system no longer serves the growth of the individual, then that system becomes subject to the second law of thermodynamics, and it will self-destruct. It is only a matter of time. And so indeed, I anchor this flame of freedom in this most polluted place in order to give the antidote and in order to heal the four lower bodies of the planet and in order to radiate out to this entire area of Asia that flame of freedom. For I must tell you that there is a reason why the people in Russia, the former Soviet republics, and China and North Korea, there is a reason why these people came under the yoke of communism. And it is because in these people, the freedom flame is not as strong as it is in certain other nations. And that is why they were not able to shake off this yoke of communism. Even when the system was first imposed, but also later. And thus I tell you that for this healing to occur, where you completely transcend the toxic mindset of the communist ideology, then the only antidote is the light of freedom that I am. For truly, can you not see that there is a parallel in the world of ideas to what you see in a physical, in a form of nuclear radiation and nuclear fallout? There is hardly a substance that is more toxic in the physical realm than nuclear radiation. Yet I tell you that what you see out pictured in the physical has a parallel in the world of ideas. for what the fallen beings have been doing for eons of time on this planet is to seek to entrap the people by radiating certain ideas into the mass consciousness that have much the same effect in consciousness as nuclear radiation has in the physical body, where the radiation breaks down the very structure of the atom itself. The very building block of the physical body is rent apart by the nuclear radiation. And yet you have a parallel in the emotional, in the mental, and in the etheric realm, where you have certain ideas that spring from the serpentine mind that have the same effect as physical radiation. They shake apart the fabric of the emotional body, of the mental body, of the identity body. And thus, you lose that inner sense that you are more than mechanized man, that you are more than a mechanical robot, more than a human material being. You forget, you do not dare to believe, and thus you come to doubt your origin. And you believe that these toxic nuclear radioactive ideas have some kind of power over you or your society, or that you owe them some kind of allegiance, my beloved. And so there is no argument, there is no reasoning that could be presented that would counteract the effect of this radiation, this fallout in the mind. The only antidote is the light itself, the light of freedom. And that is precisely why, as I have been speaking these words in the physical, I have anchored a mighty pillar of the freedom flame precisely at the center of the nuclear testing site, so that it will begin to consume the effects in the four lower bodies of the earth and begin to radiate out the antidote to the effect in the consciousness of the people in this area. And this in itself is a gift that those of you who are in this area, Russia, Central Asia, China, and even all over the world where you may have a tie to these nations, you can use this to visualize this mighty pillar of freedom's flame. And you can tune into its vibration, tune into my vibration, even by listening to this release over and over, and then feeling, my beloved, how you stand in that pillar. You become one with that pillar of freedom. And thus, you become the open door for radiating that flame of freedom where you are. This truly is a mighty gift and dispensation. And I encourage you to not forget, but to use it to the fullest by visualizing, by tuning in, by dedicating your decrees and invocation and rosaries to this freedom flame and asking me, Saint Germain, to be there with you. Whenever you invoke my presence, that you may be an open door for the freedom flame. Thus, this is my gift. Again, I am eternally grateful for the opportunity to speak, but I am also grateful for the opportunity to have so many people assembled who are willing to be the open doors and to open your hearts and beings to the presence that I am. Thus, in the presence of freedom that I am, I set you free.